Yeah, the sheet's going around. I think everyone got the sheet, right? Okay. Just to echo some of the words of the Mashkiach, the Gemara in Brachos on Lamed Beis Amud Beis tells us that there are arba dvarim that are tzrichim chizuk. There are four in Yonim that need chizuk. And as Rashi says over there, she is chazek adam behen tamid. A person has to constantly strengthen himself in these four areas. And the first inyan that the Gemara uses to tell us that we have to be mechazik ourselves in is Torah. Limud Torah needs constant chizuk. And so the fact that we're making this chabur today to mechazik each other in Limud Torah is certainly being mekayim this Mamre Chazal. And what better time to start this chabura then on the heels of Parshas Yisrael, Mishpatim, the Parshios dealing with Kabbalah Satorah. And as some of you already guessed, it happens to be, it's my 31st birthday today, Gimel Adar. So that's another good reason why we should start the Chavura. So, Lamaisa though, I have to share with you a little bit, just so you get a little bit of an inkling who I am, because I don't know if everyone met me beforehand. But Lamaisa, I also grew up in a very similar background than many of you. And many of the hashkafas that I've developed and formed were specifically during the first 3 years that I was here as a bacher in Leanders, in Beis Medrash Talmud. I've been here, Baruch Hashem, for 11 years, and 8 years were Kol Elk in Yirbu, Amen. Okay, and Baruch Hashem, my wife has been supporting us very well, and the first 3 years, though, I was surrounded by a chevra of guys, such as yourselves, who had such a, I don't know if it's going to compare it to the cake, but thank you very much. Thank you very much, Wendy. I appreciate it. Now, no one's going to come up and get it, so we're going to pass it around so no one feels left out. So, okay. So, the first 3 years that I was here in Beis Medrash Talmud were, I was also on the basketball team, and soccer, indoor. If you can get drinks, that'll be great. I think everyone wants a drink. Okay, so those first 3 years that I was in Beis Medrash Talmud, I had a chevra of guys who had such a bikush. They were such sincere ovdei Hashem. They were masmidim and amelim, and they really just wanted to do the right thing. They wanted to learn well. And that sviva, that atmosphere, made such a roshim upon me, I can't even imagine. Not even a Musar Seder, a Musar Sefer, was able to make such a roshim upon me like these chaverim. And so it's such a chizik to see such the same type of chaverim here around, and that everyone here should realize that each and every single one of you has that chalik of chizik. The fact that you're here and there's 25 other people here with you makes it that much more exciting and that much more mischazik. Of course, I have to also mention the fact that I had Baruch Hashem Rav Parnas, Rav Huda Parnas, for 8 years, that some of you may know. He's well into his 80s right now. And he was also a Rebbe who personified Amelus and Asmada, the amount of hours he put into his shir and shvitzed into his shir and chazar of shir was unfathomable. And Baruch Hashem, I still visit him once in a while. He's well into his 80s. He should have a Refuah Shleimah. And he also made a tremendous roshim. So that in of itself, just you should all realize the mitzvah that you guys have. That's number one. That's Aleph. Beis, we have to, I know Dov doesn't like this, but we have to at least be Makar Tov to Dov for spearheading and being the mastermind behind this Chabura. Shkoyach Dov. Thank you. We kept it short, Dov, don't worry. And lastly, generally speaking, we'll be meeting, hopefully, 2 to 3 Wednesdays a month. It's unclear exactly which Wednesdays and how many times a month, but we're gonna play it by ear. So I guess the best rule of thumb is we're going to assume there is Chavura unless we tell you otherwise. So if everyone can just write down their name and cell phone number on the sheet. So we'll send out a text to everyone. And okay, let's go back to Aleph Beis. Enough Akdama. Let's go back to Aleph Beis. We know that Talmud Torah is one of the Tayrig Mitzvahs. The Chinuch brings down in Parshas Ve'eschanan Taf Yotes that Talmud Torah is one of the Tayrig Mitzvahs. But it's clear, we all know, that intuitively, Chazal have stressed over and over again how Talmud Torah as a mitzvah surpasses all other mitzvahs. It has an exceptional quality to it. The Chazal constantly and constantly overemphasize the fact that we're supposed to be engaged in Esek B'Torah. That's clear. The famous Mishnah in Peah, Aleph Aleph, that we say every morning in Tefillah, that Talmud Torah is Keneged Kulam. In terms of Schar, at least, Talmud Torah has the Schar compared to all of the mitzvahs in the Torah. And so that's clear. It has an exceptional quality. And if that's not good enough, the Gemara in Sota and Daf Dalet and in Horus and Yud Gimel both bring parallel drushes of Rava and of Acha Bar Chanina, who say that the Pasuk in Mishlei, which says, Yikara hi mipninim, that Torah is more precious than jewels, Rava darshins the word pninim as a play on words. And he says that Torah is more yakar than a Kohen Gadol ha-nichnas lifnai v'lifnim, than a Kohen Gadol who enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur. As Rabbi Yisrael Salanter points out, we're not just talking about any mitzvah here. We're talking about the highest Kedushas HaGavra, the Kohen Gadol, the highest Kedushas HaZman, Yom Kippur, and the highest Kedushas HaMakom, Kodesh HaKadoshim. All of that, simultaneously, that avoda of the Kohen Gadol doesn't compare to one teva, one word of Limud HaTorah. That's how precious Limud HaTorah is as compared to all of the mitzvahs. Greater than the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. And we can imagine that. In fact, I just saw the Chinuch bring down a Lashon. The Talmud Torah is the aim, l'kulam. It's the mother of all mitzvahs. And so, in light of all of these marmakomos, I think it's more reasonable and sensible for all of us to backpedal a little bit. And before we start yelling and screaming at each other about Bittul Torah and Gehenna and getting all depressed, and Amelus and Yegiyah and Hasmada and Shkeda and all these different aspects that pertain to the Hanhagas that we should be doing while we're learning, the Seder, the approach that we should be taking during our actual Seder and how we learn, let's backpedal a little bit and first appreciate and crystallize for ourselves what is Chachmas HaTorah. What is Chachmas HaTorah supposed to represent? How in the world does it relate to us, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Klal Yisrael, to Maaseh Bereishis? So for the next 2 to 4 Chaburas, we're going to analyze fundamental aspects about Chachmas HaTorah, the entity of Torah as it is. And we're going to try to crystallize for ourselves certain foundations before we discuss the conducts of Amelus and Bittul Torah and Gehenim and whatever. I know we're all like looking forward to the Harifas, but I think it's more important to just get the foundations first. Naturally, once we get those foundations, the conducts and the hanhagas of Amelus and Igiyah will flow naturally because we know what we're doing. We know what we're engaging in. But if we're just going, you know, a robot, and we're just robotically doing learning, and we're like, yeah, we're learning, I know, Amelus, it's just behavioral. We have to first go to the root a little bit and figure out foundations. So tonight's Chabura is going to be dedicated to the Limud HaTorah, the aspect of Limud HaTorah as a Sha'ashua. Sha'ashua is a Lashon of Simcha. And we're going to discuss today and analyze how Chachmas HaTorah is supposed to represent a Sha'ashua. So, we find, if you look in your Marmakomos, we have different Lashonos of Simcha and Hana and Tainug when we refer to Limud HaTorah. The Pasuk in Tehillim and Yutes tells us that Pekudei Hashem Yesharim Misamchei Lev. It's supposed to Misameach your heart. The Pasuk, David HaMelech, also says, Sas Anochi Alim Rasecha. It's supposed to be a joy. Saso. But there's a third Lashon that the Pachad Yitzchak, Rav Hutner, points out that is also conveyed when it comes to Limud HaTorah. And that is Sha'ashua. Lulei Saraskha Sha'ashua. And so first and foremost, we have to first understand the dictionary definition, the Hagdara, of what Sha'ashua means. And then we have to explain how it relates to Limud HaTorah. And Rav Hunter says that this Lashon of Simcha, Sha'ashua, is coming to convey a completely different connotation, a completely different message than all other Lashonos of Simcha. And so first we're going to first analyze the dictionary definition, and then we'll try to bring it back to Limud HaTorah. So Rav Hunter sends us to Yeshaya in Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Ches. The Pesukim in Yeshaya, I know that Nach is against the rules for Bnei Torah, but we're going to give ourselves a little bit of exception here. Yeshaya in Yud Aleph Ches tells us that during the Yemos HaMashiach, there's going to be no pachad in the world. Everything is going to be very peaceful and tranquil. And one of the examples that the Navi gives us for how it's going to be so fearless is that we're going to find many children, many little children, playing around in dangerous places. We're going to find children playing in the dirt in snake holes, in scorpion holes, in viper holes, and they're not going to be scared one bit. And the way the pasuk... So, says the pasuk, the way the pasuk refers to this example is v'shiasha yonik, the first marmakom, achor pasin. The yonik, the tinok, the child, will be mishashaya in this chor pasin, in this hole of the viper, of the scorpion. And Rashi there says that what is this shoresh of v'shiasha? Rashi says v'sichik, that the word v'shiasha, the shoresh, means to play. And so says Rav Huttner, when Limud HaTorah is compared to a Shashua, it's specifically being compared to an activity of a child playing. It's not just any type of simcha or type of, or simple type of joy. It's specifically being compared and akin to an activity of a child playing. And so says Rav Huttner, we have to understand what exactly this means when it comes to Limud HaTorah. We have to develop a better understanding of how in the world Limud HaTorah is akin to a child playing. At first glance, it sounds very derogatory. Limud HaTorah is very chashuv. We're comparing it to a child playing with a toy, to a child playing in the dirt. What is it supposed to convey? So Rav Huttner, another Nach Pasuk, sends us to a paragraph, passage in Mishlei, that is, which will help us develop a precise understanding of what this means. The Pesukim in Mishlei, for those who've learned it, this is actually phenomenal. It's discussing a narrative of the Torah speaking about herself. The Torah is being made about different milas that she has. And the pasuk starts off in Chav Ches, Chav Beis, in the third Mar Malkum. It says, Hashem Kanani Reishis Darko, Kedem Mifal of Me'az. That a Kadosh Baruch Hu created me, says it the Torah. A Kadosh Baruch Hu created me well before any other creations were created. Well before Maisa Bereishis. As we all know, the Gemara in Shabbos and Peches on the base tells us that the Torah was predated Maisa Bereishis by 974 generations. That's how long it took for Maisa Bereishis to come into effect. And there was a Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah for 974 generations. Now, what in the world, pun intended, what in the world was transpiring during that time? 974 generations. So we just think, okay, it predated the world. That's not true. The Torah tells us what took place for those 974 generations. What happened? Says the pasuk in Lamed, eight pasukim later, the Eheya Etzlo Amon. I was being an Amon by a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. I was being Megudelis. I was being raised like a child by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Eheya Sha'ashuim. I was a source of delight. Yom Yom, every day, Mesachek es lefan of the Chol Eis. I was playing in front of him at all times. And so says the Pachad Yitzchak, we see that for those 974 generations, Talmud Torah was somehow being compared to a child playing in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu for all that time. Ask the Rav Huttner two kashas, and this for this these two kashas will develop our understanding. Number one, first of all, how in the world is Limud HaTorah being compared to a child playing with a Kadosh Baruch Hu before Maisa Bereishis? What does that mean? Number two, furthermore, and more specifically, why in the world is the Torah couching this phrase of Sha'ashua specifically prior to Maisa Bereishis? What's the connection between Limud HaTorah being a Sha'ashua and prior to Maisa Bereishis? These are the two questions that Rav Huttner says, and with this he develops an unbelievable yesod about Chacham HaTorah. There are two basic activities that a person can do in his lifetime, and more or less, every activity that you do falls into one of these two categories, more or less. One activity that a person can do is where the activity is geared for a certain external tachlis, an external goal that you're trying to achieve. So for example, if a person wants to build a skyscraper, so the etzem process of building, the activity of building, is not the purpose of the activity. The purpose of the activity is to gain and achieve a skyscraper, the building. The result is the skyscraper, not the process of building. But if you take that very same activity and you give it to my son, Yechiel, who loves to build magnetiles, he likes to build Legos. I don't know if anyone knows about magnetiles. But magnetiles are like these magnets that you make. And he likes to build Legos and magnetiles. And he starts building his skyscraper, his imaginary skyscraper with these Legos. And then he starts knocking it down. And if I were to go to Yechiel and say, Yechiel, why in the world are you knocking it down? You just built a beautiful skyscraper. He'll say, Abba, you made a mistake. A little bit chutzpahdik, but you made a mistake, Abba. L'maisa, I'm not trying to achieve a skyscraper. I enjoy building magnet tiles. The etzem process of building is the enjoyment itself. That's the point of the process. Like sports, also. The point of the activity is the activity itself. The intrinsic activity is the goal, not some external goal of a skyscraper. It's the intrinsic activity. So says Rav Huttner, Hu Adin, the Hu Atam, when it comes to Limud HaTorah. There's one type of Limud HaTorah, one format, where the Limud HaTorah is Al Menas La'asos. The reason why I'm learning is not for the learning itself, it's in order to do, to perform mitzvahs. Shulchan Aruch, Choshen Mishpat, Yor Hadayah, all these things are for an external goal, to know how to perform the mitzvahs. That's Limud of Al Menas La'asos. But then, there's a second type of Limud, and that's the Chiddush of Rav Huttner. There's a Limud L'Shem Hana. Limud L'Shem Limud. The etzem process itself, the etzem intrinsic activity of Limud, is supposed to be one that engenders Hana and Simcha. It's not for an external goal, an external result. It's for the intrinsic act itself. So says Rav Huttner, that's exactly why Limud HaTorah is akin to a child playing. Because just like a child plays, he's not interested in an external goal. He's interested in the etzem activity itself. So too, Limud HaTorah has a second tzura to it. It has a tzura of learning for the sake of learning itself, for the sake of hana, for the sake of tainuk, to delve into the chachmas habore, and to understand the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and to understand his Torah, and to understand the seichel of Torah. That's the intrinsic activity of Limud HaTorah. Then there's, of course, another equal important tzura of Limud HaAmnas La'asos. So Zakt Rav Huttner, that's exactly why the Torah specifically refers to Limud HaTorah as a Shashua prior to Maisa Bereishis. Because Kol Zman, Adam HaRishon, wasn't born, and Kol Zman, there was no Kabbalah HaTorah, the only aspect of Limud HaTorah that existed was a Limud HaTorah of a Shashua. There was no Al Menas La'asos yet. There were no mitzvos yet. There was no Kabbalah HaTorah. Once Adam HaRishon was created, and he was introduced to the world, then a new format, a new tzura of a limud al menas la'asos was introduced. But the prime, or so to speak, the pristine limud HaTorah that existed was one of a sha'ashua, one of a child playing, of engendering simcha from the etzem limud itself, prior to Maisa Bereishis. And lest one think that when Adam HaRishon came, the limud of al menas la'asos came to replace the limud l'shem hana, says Rabbeinu Yonah in the fifth Mar Malkum, the very end, ka'asher haya Torah sha'ashua l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, just like the Torah was a sha'ashua, it was a child playing, a source of delight for a Kadosh Baruch Hu, kodem yetziras olam, just like it was that before Maisa Bereishis, kach tiyeh mesacheches b'tevel, so too, Torah will also have that dimension b'tevel, in the inhabited world, for Klal Yisrael, for humans, for mankind. And that's exactly what the pasuk says in the next pasuk. Mesacheches betevel artso. It's going to play in the inhabited world, v'sha'ashuai as b'nei Adam. It's going to provide simcha and joy to b'nei Adam. So it's not that it came to replace, Amnas La'asos came to replace sha'ashua. No, it was an additional tzura. So we're coming out, in summation, with two types of Limud HaTorah. There's a Limud HaTorah of Amnas La'asos, which many of us are familiar with, obviously. But then there's this chiddush, this new yisod of Chachmas HaTorah, that there's a limud, l'shem hana, a limud for the sake of getting pleasure and hana. And if you think about this distinction, this probably answers tons of questions, tons of machlokasim. It explains why a lot of machlokasim between parents and their children, a lot of machlokasim in a lot of areas. We're not going to go into it right now, but this distinction, that there is a musag of a limud l'shem hana. There is no other tachlis. I'm not trying to get a smicha. I'm not trying to do this. That's also important. But a limud l'shem hana means I can learn Baba Kama. I can learn about Shor. I can learn about Bor. I can learn about Eish. And it may not have any relevance to me, but it doesn't matter. I'm learning l'shem limud. I'm learning l'shem hana. I'm learning and delving into the Chachma Sabore. Now, while it's true that we are comparing Limud HaTorah to a child playing, it's clear that the tainug of Limud HaTorah surpasses all other tanugei olam hazeh. It's true that it gives us hana, but don't think for a second that the hana of Limud HaTorah is equivalent to all other tanugim olam hazeh. And there are three distinctive qualities. I don't want to hold anyone, so we're going to do this a little bit quicker. There are three distinctive qualities that Limud HaTorah has as opposed to all other tanugim in this world. And if you are medayik it carefully, it's in the psukim themselves. Rav Waxman, who is not going to be a stranger to this chabura, no, he's not going to come speak to us, but I'm going to bring a lot of his ideas here as well. I'm not going to sing like him, but he's very, whatever. Rav Waxman, B'shem Chafetz Chaim, says that as a person usually develops in his lifetime, he likes to have nicer and bigger and better things. My one-year-old, likes a cup. A plastic cup, she'll be fine for hours. A five-year-old, I also have a five-year-old, likes to have a fire truck. A fire truck also, it's also fine. A 10-year-old wants a bike. A 15-year-old wants nice clothing. A 20-year-old wants a nice car. A 30-year-old wants a house. An usher, a wealthy guy, wants a mansion. He wants to live in luxury. A melech, he wants to conquer cities. He wants to conquer countries. He wants to conquer the world. What about melech malchei hamlochim? The melech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who owns all of these things. If he had to single out one tainug that he would have, what tainug would he choose? Zokta pasuk, shashua talmud Torah. Liman HaTorah is the shashua of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The melech malchei hamlochim. That is the toy that he chooses, so to speak. Kiviyachol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses that shashua. And so in Echus and in Kamus, we see that Limud HaTorah, in terms of that first distinctive quality, has over all other tanugim. Furthermore, Rav Waxman points out, as a person develops, a person who has a 2017 Lexus is not happy with the 2017. If there's a 2018, he wants an upgrade. A guy always wants to upgrade. It gets stale after a while. I remember that I once had a friend who lived in a mansion, and he had everything he wanted, and he had a beautiful Olympic-sized pool, and I always wanted to go to his house to swim in his pool. But the guy never wanted to swim because he always had it. He got stale after a while. A lot of times when you have a tainug, it's not mischadish. Zok the pasuk here, not true. The ehayah sha'ashuim yom yom. The limud Torah of Torah, the hana of Torah was yom yom. It was daily. Misacheges lefan of bechol eis. It was at all times. It was enduring. It was mischadeshes. It kept on going. It didn't stop and get stale. It kept on going. And thirdly, and this is my own hosafa, a third distinctive quality that Limud HaTorah has is that it's free. Every other tainug, seriously, every other tainug you have to pay for, you have to invest in. No other tainug goes just without an effort. Limud HaTorah, you can go to any shul, any base manager, you can just open a sefer. My Rebbe once told me, not Rebbe Parnas, different Rebbe, that the most essential things in life are free. Water, air, and Torah. The most essential things are free. So those are the three distinctive qualities that we see. And this is very reminiscent, two more marmakomos and then we'll stop. This is very reminiscent of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. Mind you, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh was one of few people who had the title HaKadosh. And he's also one of few people who shares the daf with the Ramban and Rashi and Chayakar and Sforno and Mikras Gadol. So when the Or HaChaim HaKadosh chooses Lashonos, he's not just doing it to wax poetic, he's saying it for real. So if you look at the Or HaChaim HaKadosh in Parshas Kisavo, on the word B'chol HaTov, Zok the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. If you have a scissor, you should cut this out, put it in your back pocket, say it on a shidduch date, you'll be good to go. Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, Shim hayu b'nei adam margishim. Had mankind been able to be margish, the mesikus, the arevus, the sweetness of Tova Torah, hayu mishtagim u'mislahatim achareya. They would go out of their minds mishugana, and they would go run after it and be passionate about it. And it would be meaningless to them. If the entire world was packed to the gills with Kesef Azov, it would be meaningless to them. It'd be meaningless. That's how, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't let us have that taste. He had to temper our taste buds a little bit, because otherwise we'd go Meshuggah. We wouldn't even be able to stay in Seder. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to temper the taste buds. But that's what Kivyachol Torah would have to offer if HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed us to be margish. And if you think this is just a nice Moshav Daher, which it is, it's not just a Moshav Daher. It's also lehalacha. The Kilas Yaakov, the stipler, in Brachos and Chav Beis, or Chav Dal, depending on your version, and Levush also says this as well, says that aside from Birchas HaTorah being a Birchas HaMitzvah, as we see, it says, Asher Kishan Mitzvah Tzivanu, Birchas HaTorah is also a Birchas HaNenim. And just like a person is supposed to say Bor Priya Eitz, Bor Priya Gafen, Ala Gafen, Al Priya Eitz, all the Birchas HaNenin, when it comes to Hana Gashmi, a person is also supposed to say a Birchas Hanenu when it comes to Birchas HaTorah. And what's his raya? His raya is from the Nusach HaBracha. Whenever it comes to a Birchas HaMitzvah, we say Asher Kedishanu B'Mitzvah V'Tzivanu. When it comes to a Birchas Hanenin, we acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Borei Echefetz, Borei Pri Ha'etz, Borei Pri Hadama. And if you notice, the second bracha of Birchas HaTorah is Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Amin. V'Nasa Lanu Sarosa, he created the Heftza of Limud HaTorah. That's what we're acknowledging. Says the Stipler, it has a dimension of Birchas Hanenin, no different than any other Hana Gashmi that you have to make a bracha on. And so, just let me conclude with one maisa, and I can attest to the veracity of this maisa, because it happened to me personally, and I think everyone can gain from this maisa. I choose my maisa very carefully, so. My wife and I, my wife's grandparents are, I don't know if some people may know, may not, I don't know if those who go to the mountains in the summer know, there's a place called Woodridge. It's about 5 minutes from Woodburn. And my wife's grandfather is the Rav there, Rabbi Goodman. He's been there since 1955. He's always been there. He's in the Woodridge Shul. So for the first 3 years of our marriage, since Landers gives us 8 weeks off in the summer, we used to go to the mountains, and we used to stay by our grandparents, free room and board. And my wife would work as a head counselor in a local bungalow, and she'd make some nice parnasa for us so we can go for the next year. And I learned in Camp Morris, which is a mile away from Woodridge, which is Chaim Berlin's summer campus. So on the one summer, I don't remember which summer it was, a father approached me and asked me if he could, if I could tutor his son in Ksubis. And it happens to be we did Ksubis and Landers a few years ago, before not the, the first Gilgal, the first cycle. And I said, okay, I'll chazer Ksubis with him, what's the big deal? So every day we met in his bungalow, in his shul, in the, of his bungalow, every single summer, every single day, and we did Ksubis together. So one day I got there, and the bacher is a little bit late, so I'm waiting around. And I notice from the corner of my eye that there was a father and son learning. I don't know about you, but for me, whenever I see a father and son learning, it's very endearing. It's nice to see a father and son learning. But this wasn't a typical father and son chavrusashaft. This wasn't like a half-hour Elvis Abundant type of thing. This was like a three-hour real Seder. A Gemara Rashi, Tosfos, and Rishonim, and they were hocking back and forth with Svaras, and I was really impressed. And I noticed that the bacher had tons of svarim in front of him, but the father had no svarim in front of him. And he was quoting things verbatim. And I'm like, this guy must be an Eloi. I'm almost positive the Rosh Hashiva goes to a different place in the country. It's not the Rosh Hashiva. So I don't know who can quote these marmakomos so quickly and so easily with verbatim. So I don't know who this guy is. So I look closely, and I see that he has a keyboard in front of him, and his hands are on the keyboard, and there's a cord attached to the keyboard, attached to a hard drive. And I look closely, and I see that the father is blind. The father is a sumo. And I asked afterwards, I asked my grandfather, and he said that this guy, this man, either fundraised or he invented himself a certain type of technology where he was able to put all of Shas and Poskim and Achronim and Rishonim on a hard drive, and somehow or another was able to transform it onto Braille. And that was his keyboard. His keyboard was reading Shas and Poskim through the medium of Braille. And I was astonished, because we're talking about a Summa. A Summa lefi Rabbi Yehuda is pater min ha-mitzvahs. This Summa has no limud of almanas la'asos. He has nothing he can be mekayim. Maybe he has a, with ayinu mitzvah v'oseh, but he has no limud of almanas la'asos. The only way to explain how a person can learn for 3 hours with his son while he's blind, and he can be in his bungalow chilling, is because he has an acute sensitivity to the fact that there's a limud l'shem hana. If there is this other tzura of a limud l'shem hana, l'shem limud, it doesn't matter if I can't perform the mitzvahs. I still gain, and I gain a certain sense of simcha when I learn from my etzem limud itself, that there, nothing is stopping me. I'm not going to care if I'm patur min ha-mitzvahs or not patur min ha-mitzvahs. So, Me'etz Hashem, hopefully we should all be zochet for this first yesod, and we'll be in touch with Hashem if we're going to meet next Wednesday or in a few Wednesdays from now, but hopefully everyone gain from it. Shkoyach. Yeah.